Classes are Mondays and Tuesdays, with youth and young adults on Wednesdays, 3:30 to 6 p.m. Located at 1525 Newton Street Northwest in Columbia Heights, starting September 22nd. It's the Words, Beats, and Life After School Academy. More info at wblinc.org/academy.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Up in the church, two queer folks got the call and came together. I'm Daffo the Flower with the God Glower.
I'm Jay Barber, everybody's uncle and father. We're here offering a sanctuary for queer folks. Here, we believe God is for everybody. This is the fellowship call on Inside Out.
Yes, yes, yes. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. We are currently in a time where misinformation is running rampant. Our government is trying to erase trans and queer people. Our agencies for public good are being taken over and compromised, amongst many other atrocities. So it's very, very, very important that you continue or start to support WPFW, where the truth is told and the community is supported. We have no corporate sponsors. We are not about that big business, all of that capitalism. We have you, the people. So right now, during our pledge drive, we will be honored to have your support. You can be a one-time donator or, even better, become a sustainer. That's when a certain amount of money comes out of your account every month and just set it and forget it. Call in your pledge at 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. You can also hit up the website at WPFWFM.org. Click donate. Also, we got a Cash App, $WPFWFM, or text WPFW to 801-801. We got a little theme song. Let's hit up donations. Hit a little theme song.
I'm in it. I'm with it.
Hit it, hit it, producer. Hit it, hit it, hit it. Donations.
Donations. Donations. Gifts. 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 Donations. Gifts. Donations. 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 Donations.
More gifts. That's what we need. We need donations, more gifts, and more donations. I found that song on IG when I was posting like one of our previous flyers for the funds drive. And I said, what in the world? So that is the theme song for this episode and until the 25th of October. Donations, gifts, gifts, gifts. Okay. Moving on, today's topic is divine dialogues, politics, and pews. All right. So we're going to hit on a few topics this evening, family. One topic in particular is Gen Z and the Black Church. We'll also focus on Naomi and Chandler of Maverick City Music stepping down months after one of their owners admits he's with MAGA and supposedly has been stealing money from Chandler, according to a recent lawsuit. We also plan to highlight a wonderful, wonderful group called Pride in the Pews. But before we get into that, what's going on, Jay? How you doing? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I can't complain. Coming off of a nice, chill weekend. Enjoyed myself. Had a little bit of guilt because, you know, I wasn't really pushing myself to the max like I feel like I normally do. So it just kind of felt really good to not do anything.
I love that. I love that. No, man, sometimes you just got to sit down. You just got to go somewhere and sit down.
And it felt really good to do so. But like I said, I felt a little, you know, tinge of guilt for.
Why? You had an event, like somebody was throwing an event, or what was the guilt? What was the guilt? Why was you guilty?
So, you know, I just normally, you know, get up and really push, you know, I be doing my boxing. I be doing all the things. I be, you know, trying to get out, see my peeps, do the stuff. And I didn't have it in me this weekend. I wanted to just be at home.
Look.
Nice.
It's a thing. It's something to say about recovery. You absolutely, it's good to work out. It's good to see your folks, but you got to recover and you got to recharge. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Especially, you know, we in education, we deal with so many different energies. We exert our energy and pour into the youth of America. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you were able to just sit down, you and your cat.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
Marcus.
Okay. Max.
Max.
Max. We was hanging out. It's been great.
I'm not mad. I actually took off a couple of days last week and went to Miami.
Ooh.
With the homie, like my good, good travel buddy. So we hung out real tough. I'm trying to reactivate this tan, you know, because winter is coming.
I see you.
You know, a little bronze, just a little bit. But hell yeah, just trying to, reactivate the tan, got into the water, found some shells, you know, lit some incense on the beach, doing auntie ancestral things on the beach, you know what I mean? So I was grateful, definitely grateful, and definitely grateful to come back to this show where, you know, shout out to WPFW. It's such a blessing to so many people, especially when there's so much misinformation going on or the information is skewed this way or that way. You can always find the truth. You can always find honest perspective on WPFW. So I'm so grateful for that. And we are in our funds, our pledge drive, our fall pledge drive. So if the spirit say move, go ahead and move and call us up and donate. We need those donations, okay? 202-588-9739. Stations like this just don't happen. And stations like this are also under attack. Just like free speech is under attack. The truth is under attack. Intellectualism is under attack. People are not smart out here.
That's wild. It is very wild. So with all that being said, I'm going to get into it. I ran across a New York Times article by Clyde McGrady, and it was on the Black Church has a Gen Z issue. It's not in the building anymore.
I feel like after COVID, it's hard for a lot of people to come back in the church anyway, you know, after quarantine and all of that. folks, a lot of churches are having a hard time getting their in-person membership back to where it was, my church included, because it's like, we be in there, but only a few of us be in there. But, you know, we got lots of views on the when we stream, but folks just not in the church. So that's interesting. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to set the scene. It's a Sunday morning in Philadelphia. About 100 worshipers gather inside the historic Mother Bethel AME Church. The choir singer singing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior." The drums are thumping, the claps are happening. The sound and the spirit of the Black church are alive and strong. Some members wear masks, a reminder of how much the world and the church has changed in recent years. Throw back to what you were talking about.
Absolutely.
And the challenge now is, despite the energy and tradition, Mother Bethel, like a lot of churches across the U.S., are facing a major challenge, an aging congregation. And fewer young people are filling the pews, a trend seen across many historically Black churches. Mm. This is a huge significance because this isn't just any church. Mother Bethel is the birthplace of the AME denomination, a cornerstone of the Black religious and social life in America. It once served as a spiritual home for thousands during the Great Migration. In the 1920s, membership peaked around 4,000. So to go from 4,000 on a Sunday to about 100.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah. Today is down to, they have about 700 members total, with around 300 that show up on a regular. The decline has been slow and steady, but of course, deeply felt. The voices of leadership, their Reverend Dr. Mark Tyler, who has led Mother Bethel for 16 years, says the trend is clear. And the church is searching for ways to stay relevant and connected to younger generations. This isn't about one church, though. It reflects a nationwide struggle among traditional congregations to adapt to changing demographics, culture, and worship styles. Daffo, help me out. How do you think churches can preserve their roots while attracting a new generation of believers?
Yo, that's crazy. Yes, before I answer that, but yes. But you spoke on just how the church was the cornerstone of Black religious and social life in America, like back in the day. Like, the church was the worship house, the school, the pantry, the fellowship hall. You know what I'm saying? Church was
a part-time rec center.
Yeah, straight up. The church was a central part to Black community back in the day. So it's very... wow, the fact that it is becoming the opposite, or it's just like seeming to the membership or the people going to church and using it as that communal center place is dwindling. And I mean, I understand it. My shout out to my grandma. Shout out to Vermont Avenue Baptist Church here in D.C. But yeah, let me tell you, it was a bunch of old folks in that church. The youth were far and wide in between. I haven't been there in years. They have had a new pastor and all of that good stuff. But I do remember Vermont Avenue being an old church. And like, I mean, personally with my church, like it's maybe like a couple folks younger than me in it, and I'm old, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the elders are in church, but Gen Z, it's just not sticking for them. And I don't know, like, I'm cool with tradition, but if tradition, you're just doing tradition for the sake of tradition, and you're not reaching anybody, you're not bringing anybody new in, you're not reaching the hearts of new generations, then you can throw tradition out the door and do something new to get more people into the church, into the house of God, into have a communal fellowship with God. You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of churches are stuck on tradition, and just they could be very stiff and very rigid. And I also think that, you know, you got to ask Gen Z what they like. And I feel like Gen Z is like, it's a bunch of hypocrisy. Like Gen Z sees right through all of the pomp and circumstance, all of the masks, not the KN95s or whatever, but all of the masks that, you know, people are wearing, like all holy is thou on Sundays. But then all throughout the week, you out here being nasty to people. You are stingy, you like selfish. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel like they're seeing through beyond the veil.
Yes. My question is, though, it's a lot of holes. It's a lot of wounds. It's a lot of bleeding that's mm-hmm. happening out here. And what was available in church, I see, you know, like a lot of youth are turned away from it. And that's cool. But I'm just wondering... what we gonna do?
that part, like how can the church preserve its roots while
how do we you know, give folks a healing space, or do folks even want a healing space anymore? Is everybody just, you know?
Yeah. Or has the church or some churches become a not so healing space, and it's just like, oh, people see through it, and it's like, y'all ain't really about that Christian life, that following Christ life, that, you know, loving your neighbor's life, accepting all of God's children life. You know, maybe Gen Z is like, the roots are bad here. The roots are funky and atrophied and withered. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just asking, what's the replacement? Oh, where are we moving to now?
Right. I mean, you know, I feel like churches like definitely should ask, like, what does Gen Z think? What do they want? What do they want out of a worship community or out of a religious community, and try to reach them on that way? Because I know, like, now, like in some churches, it's like big screens in the background, like head to toe screens, and you got the pyrotechs, and you got smoke coming out, dry ice, you know. It's like a whole production. I don't necessarily know if that is grasping up the Gen Zers, or maybe it's grasping up some of them, but even those churches, they seem like it's so much pomp and circumstance that it's like, is the word real, or all y'all just talking about all the Christian quote unquote talking points that's floating around with the right, the far right, or the right today?
And I guess my question is, what is available to help the lost? There are a lot of people out here who are lost, trying to find their way. Don't really have anybody that they can go to give them real answers. And I guess we're watching, you know, kind of like the church ain't giving the answers, so folks ain't showing up. I am curious as to where folks are going to try to find what it is that they need, or help them, point them in a good direction.
Absolutely. When I feel like, hopefully, you know, like community, you know what I'm saying? Like community is one, like creating your own community of people who are striving to be like Christ or righteous or just good vibes. Like it starts with wanting to just, you know, be in a place where the vibe feels good, as opposed to a lot of contradictions and a lot of stiff and rigidity, you know what I mean? So I know some people are finding it in community. I know Jay Flower will have like watch parties on Sunday at the crib. Like you don't gotta go. You can watch it. We can have community right here at the house, cook a little something, have brunch, you know, afterwards we might have a little libation. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily so rigid, but it's still creating community. But then again, people are not in the building, but I feel like it could start from there. Cause it's like, well, let me go there one day and see how it feels to be inside the building. Cause I've had such a good time watching it in community with my folks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think
I agree. This is an epic conversation. I feel like we could go on and on.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I'm still finding stuff to add to that, but yeah, it's definitely changes abound. Changes are definitely happening. It won't look the same, but I feel like if you followed the word and stuff, it's actually not supposed to look the same. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like, I don't know, not like it's just a feeling, but like, because then you like, you know, follow the word, but then it's like, you got to read the Bible within context of what was happening at the time. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's a lot of misinformation and a lot of judgment going on right now. Like, oh, Sodom and Gomorrah, that's against homophobia. Actually, if you read it in context of what was going on, it was about hospitality and consent, the lack of hospitality, the lack of consent. It was about greed, not taking care of your visitors, not taking care of your like people, like immigrants, people not being hospitable. Like it's kind of, Sodom and Gomorrah sounds more so like America right now, but not because of the of homosexuality. Like, so folks really be running with the word for word, but not taking it into context, you know? So I thought about that when you said follow the word, but it's like,
yeah. I guess for me, I'm like, Jesus's word from the text is the one that I'd be talking about. And I think that he very much was against dogma and very much for, you know, us to look at the person more over than a lot of stuff that we look at. So
absolutely. Yeah. Shout out to the New Testament. Shout out to the New
Testament.
That absolutely reminds me of that episode saying, not my Jesus. Not my Jesus. I don't know whose Jesus y'all following, but that ain't my Jesus, okay?
Love that.
Yeah, but no, let's get into the sermonic selection. This is the fellowship called A Sanctuary for Queer Folks on the Inside Out Collective. And you're listening to Jay Barber and myself, Daffo, here on 89.3 FM WPFW. Yo, we are in our pledge drive. We thrive on your support all year long, and especially during our pledge drives. So please go ahead, give us a call. We passing that collection plate around, y'all. We are passing the collection plate to you. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. That's 202-588-9739. You can also go on the website, WPFWFM.org. Click donate, cash app us, $WPFWFM. All of those good things. But right now, we got a sermonic selection for you. It's called Wait on You, Elevation Worship and Maverick City.
Very timely.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in fairy tales. I guess I've outgrown them. But that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. 'Cause I've seen in a hospital room, when the doctor said sorry, there's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said it, you'll perform it. May not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yes, I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah. I've tasted your goodness. Instead of training your own strength, you should just wait. Instead of calculating what will happen if you go wrong, you should just wait. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Yeah, I should just wait. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle, and their soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. Happens when you wait. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle and soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you. That's what happens when you wait. I'm getting a little stronger. That's what happens when you.
Maverick City, Wait on You. And the last song was King Willonius with Donations. Right now, we are in our pledge drive. We need your support now more than ever, especially now more than ever. The social climate we're in, the climate period, okay? Where else can you find the truth unfiltered? What else can you find the shows that you find on WPFW. Where else can you find the Fellowship Hall? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
You can't find it anywhere, okay?
Throw on the track.
Just, you know, we are waiting on you. Like Elevation Worship and Maverick City said, wait on the Lord. We're waiting on you to go ahead and call us up at 202-588-9739. That's 202-588-9739. Become a sustainer. You look, just set it up. It'll come out your account every month. You not even think about it. Your coffee, your DoorDash, all of that stuff. Just go ahead and just give us that money instead of the coffee shop and DoorDash. Just give it to WPFW so we can keep feeding your mind and your spirit and your soul and the community. You can also donate at WPFWFM.org or Cash App us at $WPFWFM. We would love your support.
And donations.
Donations. Gifts.
It's going to play in my head.
Look, straight up. And I hope it plays in y'all head. And I hope you do what it says. Because that is what we need. I was so tickled when I found that song.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So tickled. But yeah, so the first sermon selection was, again, Elevation Worship and Maverick City. And speaking of Maverick City, all right, news reports. Yes, getting to it, right? So Chandler Moore and Naomi Rain from Maverick City have stepped down. They've left Maverick City. We've got internal tensions. We've got a financial fraud lawsuit. We have the co-owner the co-owner, Norman, I don't even know how to say his last name.
Giamfi?
I think that's good. That's good. He's on the MAGA train, was shouting out on the Isaac Carey podcast. Like, so check it out. Okay. So it's big news in the gospel and contemporary Christian music world. Like I said, the founding members, Chandler Moore and Naomi Rain, have both announced that they're departing from Maverick City. Okay. Both of them made their announcements separately, but on social media earlier this month. Okay. Marking an end of an era for the influential worship collective. They were like the voices of it. It's some other lead singers in it, but they were the two standout voices. First of all, when I first heard him sing, I thought this guy was like some flannel wearing, beard having white guy, like grungy. I thought he was a straight up guitar strumming, flannel shirt wearing white guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't get it. But you know, the goal of Maverick City was not to oversing or do too much. We'll get into that later. But okay. shout out to Chandler. He's black, you know, shout out. I just was taken aback. So Chandler Moore filed a lawsuit against Maverick City CEO and former manager Norman Giamfi and accused him of fraudulent business dealings, forging his signature.
Wow.
Yeah, misusing intellectual property and stealing millions in royalties. Okay, now,
serious allegations.
Absolutely. And Giamfi and the co-founder, Jonathan Jay, have denied all claims, calling them categorically false. Now, like I said, Chandler Moore and Naomi Rain, they were some of the more prevalent voices in Maverick City. Like if you pull up a Maverick City song, most likely they're going to be leading it and you're going to hear their voices singing first. So they definitely were a part in making a lot of money and gaining a lot of followers and supporters for Maverick City. So yeah, when I heard Maverick City, I searched whoever the lead singers were. I searched them up and found them. I was like, oh yeah, I got to check y'all out like individually. What y'all do before this? You know what I'm saying? Because they had such striking voices. As you heard Chandler. But yeah, so the co-founder, Gyamfi, he was on the Isaac Carey Show podcast, and he described traditional gospel music as stale, and he was saying folks were over-singing, folks ain't want to hear all that hooting and hollering, this and that, this and that. And I know that some folks took offense to that, like, sir, what you talking about? What you mean? And that's like the main difference. So that's one of the difference between like gospel music and Christian music. Christian music is a little bit more laid back. You know, you got more guitar, you know, it's not too many runs. You know, gospel music, they sing in the spirit into the room, and you might end up catching it, you know, before the song is over, you know, more likely than Christian music. But I digress. So some folks had a problem with that. On top of him talking about he was with MAGA, like, shout out to Trump. Like, sir, what is wrong with you?
Wow.
What's wrong with you? And you should have kept that to yourself. Don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear that. But yeah, there's no verified connection that was why Naomi and Chandler left. But made my eyebrow raise just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, and the fans on social media expressed frustration and disappointment, feeling that the group had lost touch with the roots of gospel music. So that's why folks are speculating that why Rain and Moore left. But, you know, we'll see. And that's that. Are they Gen Z?
I don't know.
Because they seem a little older, but they're young. They're still, I feel like they're
millennial?
Are they in their 20s?
Oh, that's Gen Z.
20s. Gen Z. Let me see. How old is Naomi Rain? Oh, she's definitely not Gen Z. She's 38. Okay.
That's a millennial.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he's 30, so okay, they're not quite Gen Z, but it's just very interesting how all of that happened, and I hope that, you know, everything works out with the lawsuit and with the disagreement, so on and so forth. But the question is, can gospel and worship collectives stay true to their spiritual foundation while operating in a commercial music industry? What you think, Jay?
I think it's tough.
Yeah.
I think it's tough. It's tough to stick to your foundation when you are being heavily commercialized.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's not as easy as, you know, we like to show in movies and all.
Absolutely.
Being stuff is a little harder. A little more nuanced.
That part. And it reminds me of like back in the day, like didn't the family like sue Kirk Franklin for that money? Like, weren't they like multiple lawsuits? Because
people. I would go to the club and they was playing Stomp, and I know I wasn't in no Christian club.
Yo, actually, I do not mind hearing a good gospel song up in the club random, like, oh, let me get my praise on. And then, you know, right in the middle of the twerk, right in the middle of the you know, a little bit of gospel, a little bit of praise, and then you go back, you know.
But as you can see, you know, it get a little sticky when that money start coming in.
Straight up, Kirk kept, what, look, Kirk, don't. And they had another CD. I was like, y'all, I guess Kirk got that money right with y'all, because y'all back together then.
Back at it. That was good.
Absolutely. Oh, man, we super late. Let's go to the station break, y'all.
Exactly.
It's the Fellowship Hall, the sanctuary for queer folks. We'll be right back after the station break.
On Wednesday, October 22nd, WPFW presents Justice, Inclusion, and Dignity in a Free Congo. our second annual day of emancipatory, informational, and inspirational programming centering Congolese sovereignty and decolonization, during which we explore all things Congo. From 5 a.m. until midnight, we'll present voices from the front lines in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, creating a unique opportunity to hear from those involved in movement building and grassroots organizing across the DRC, in addition to poetry, speeches, and music. That's Justice, Inclusion, and Dignity in a Free Congo, Wednesday, October 22nd, 5 a.m. until midnight on WPFW, building a more equitable world, one broadcast at a time.
Thank you so much. This is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks, a part of the Inside Out Collective. And you're listening to Jay Barber and me, Daffo, on WPFW 89.3 FM. Yo! We need your donations. We need your gifts. We need your donations. We need your support. Nowhere will you get what you get here on WPFW. And we want to keep the party going. We want to keep the party going and going and going. We've been on air for 48 years, y'all. That's crazy. All because of your support. We need to be on for 40 more years after that, and then 48 more years after that, and then 48 more years after that. And so on and so on. And we can only do that with your help. Give us a call, donate, become a sustaining member or one-time member. You know, sow big and you will reap big. 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. Or the website at WPFWFM.org and click donate. Absolutely. Yeah, should we go on to the sermonic selection? Is it that time?
We are here at that time. We are at our second sermonic selection. We're going to hear a little bit of Donnie McClurkin, I Need You.
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life? And where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know. I'm
whoop, whoop. That was Donnie McClurk and I Need You. This is the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks. We are collecting for Inside Out and WPFW. You're listening to Daffo and myself, Jay Barber, on WPFW 89.3 FM. Throw something in the collection plate by calling 202-588-9739. Or 1-800-222-9739. You can hit up the website at WPFWFM.org and click donate. Also cash app us at $WPFWFM or text WPFW to 801-801.
Yes.
And we're back.
Absolutely.
I'm going to jump right into this other wonderful news thing that I heard about. It's the Black Church Food Security Network in Baltimore. They're growing their own food. It might sound old fashioned, but for Reverend Dr. Herbert Brown of Baltimore, it's the foundation of freedom and self-sufficiency. His message is the solution to many community problems is right in our own backyards. Mm. Shifting the conversation, when we talk about improving quality of life in Black and marginalized communities, the focus often goes to reducing crime, improving schools, or expanding voting rights. But Reverend Brown argues that food security across the health access to healthy, affordable food is just as crucial. So he came up with this wonderful Black Church Food Security Network. It connects Black churches with Black farmers, helping congregations use their own land and resources to grow food for their communities. The goal is to reduce dependence on outside systems that have historically failed or excluded Black neighborhoods. This is coming kind of right on time, especially what folks have been hearing in the news in terms of what's been going on with SNAP programs that are coming up for November. It's getting rough out here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With the furlough and millions of people might not get their SNAP benefits on the first if the furlough keeps on going. It harkens back to the church being the center or like medicine for the community. You know what I'm saying? Like finding a need and meeting that need, but also connecting with Black farmers and like you could grow your own food in your little plot, in your backyard, so on and so forth. I think that's so amazing.
Yeah. And it kind of is relating to what we were talking about earlier in terms of ways to bring folks back to the church, right? Making it a center for activism and community support. Food justice and sustainability might be the ticket for getting folks to come back to church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of getting folks to come back to church, shout out to an organization called Pride in the Pews. Pride in the Pews mobilizes Black serving anchor. Hold on. Pardon me. Pride in the Pews is bringing Black churches and community groups together to stand up for health, wellness, and the dignity of Black LGBTQIA people, making sure everyone feels seen, supported, and cared for. Their website is prideinthepews.com, but this goes along, like, you want more Gen Z in your church, you want more people in your church, stop being so rigid, stop teaching that Sodom and Gomorrah was about gay people, like, stop that, stop it. And embrace the people around you. Embrace the people that need community, that want community, that are also loved by God and cared for and created by God. You know what I mean? So I really dig what Pride in the Pews is about and just how, you know, the focus is creating bridges and diminishing the lies and creating a community for marginalized people. You know what I mean? And I know it's so much church hurt out there. So much church hurt. But let me tell you right now, God loves you. Jesus loves you. You are loved no matter what your sexuality is or no matter how you were born, intersex, if you're trans, if you're queer, all of the things, God, Jesus, Allah, universe, you are loved and cared for and deserving of respect and community. So shout out to Pride in the Pews, man.
So I guess we can say our final comments and then ride on out on our third sermonic selection. What you think?
I like that. It sounds good. And great. I really enjoyed this time with you, Jay Barber, and everybody on the airwaves, you know?
Yeah, tonight was a special show. Really, really thank you all. Hopefully you are in the giving mood and want to give us some donations.
gifts.
And we're going to ride out on our third sermonic selection, which is Mary Mary Shackles.
Thank you. All right. Much love.
The Fellowship Hall.
WPFW has offered inspiring music, poignant stories, and critical journalism for over 48 years. Whether reminiscing while hearing Nina Simone or learning about the harm done